We've been getting a lot of queries recently around Know Your Customer. This short podcast is intended to cover key questions we're hearing. Ian, HMRC has always investigated companies. What's all the fuss about?
Well, I have, although not so much in recent years in actual fact. This is a fundamental change from a revenue perspective. It's about driving the level and quality of employment tax compliance up. It's a focus on systems and processes and understanding those responsible at senior level for these and how they touch employment taxes. So it's not a campaign as such. This is a fundamental shift in approach.
Okay, thank you. I'd heard that the employer compliance champions hired from the profession have now finished their contracts. Isn't that the end of KYC?
Well, they have. They've moved on to different things. But it's palpably not the end of KYC. As I say, this is intended to be a fundamental shift. And equally, HMRC have hired other senior people into employment tax roles to support the KYC program. We're in constant contact with HMRC around this. And they're very keen to continue to take soundings on how they can improve their approach around KYC. So clearly not something that's ended.
But I have a really good open relationship with my CRM. There's no way they would start something like this, is there?
Well, that's a good question, and it's great that you've got an open relationship with your CRM. But the reality is all the CRMs have been trained around KYC. They're obligated, in fact, to run KYC sessions with all of the customers that they look after, so not really an option for them not to do it.
And where does disclosures fit into this?
So the revenue are very, very clear that disclosure is part of a good employment tax compliance framework. So disclosures of themselves are not bad things. The prompt of a KYC meeting and a following disclosure, the revenue are very clear that that would be a prompted disclosure in effect, but have also said that where it's a complete disclosure and where systems and processes have been corrected, they'll take the most benign approach that's open to them. So they see disclosure as a really clear part of ensuring employment tax compliance.
And we already regularly review our processes through SAO. Surely little preparation will be required. We can just present HMRC with our process maps and they will be satisfied?
Well, it's great that SAO processes are already mapped, and that's good, but they're only effectively a part of what the revenue want to talk about here. There's a very clear connection between SAO and KYC, so information collected in KYC will be used to test SAO as and when attestations are made. So it's a really good start, but our experience tells us that it doesn't cover the entirety of things, that you need to work with the senior people who own those processes to help prepare them to have a conversation with the revenue to talk through start to end of those things and effectively dry run that so you know who's responsible for what and who's going to take what part in a meeting.
Okay. Are there any common themes about issues?
The typical areas that we're seeing almost invariably covered by HMRC in these sessions are things like mobility, so both expatriate programs but also business travelers, very, very commonly covered. Equity, so employment-related securities and any issues around those. And in particular, the overlap between mobility and equity is a very complex area, and they're very focused on that. And the whole area of non-employee workers, whether they're engaged by third-party agencies or directly as self-employed individuals.
And how much preparation should I do for this?
Well, as I said earlier, I think it's important that prep takes place. Our experience, and we've been involved in a very significant number of KYCs with our clients, and feedback we've heard directly from HMRC suggests that the more preparation that's done, the smoother the meetings go.
So it's clear we need to manage this carefully. Is HMRC doing anything similar on wider tax issues?
I think that's right. I think it is important that KYC is taken seriously and it's managed well. We are seeing the revenue doing similar things around indirect taxes. And, of course, most international organizations are very much taken up with base erosion, profit shifting, diverted profit tax, and similar things around corporation tax. So plenty of activity out there.